Blog Talk Radio.
So I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. The Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers & Beer Radio Show. Stokers & Beer can be heard most Fridays, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Stokers & Beer can, again, be heard most Fridays, 6 a.m. Pacific Time to 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Excuse me, people, I just changed my show format. So basically what I'm trying to tell you is that our new times on the Stokers & Beer Radio Show is going to be most Fridays. Most Fridays, we're going to be starting up at 6 a.m. Pacific, and we'll be ending the show at 7 a.m. Pacific. So that'll be 6 a.m. Pacific Time to 7 a.m. Pacific Time. And on the East Coast, it'll be 9 a.m. Eastern and to 10 a.m. 9 a.m. and the 10 a.m. Eastern. So we changed a little bit of things around, everybody, for the show. We're bringing it back, and we're only going to be one hour a week, and that's going to be 1 hour on Fridays again, 6 a.m. Pacific to 7 a.m. Pacific, and 9 a.m. Eastern to 10 a.m. Eastern. So that's the new show times. Anyway, Stokers & Beer can be heard again most Fridays, 6 a.m. Pacific to 7 a.m. Pacific. And this is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to call in and boast about the sport he or she loves the most. We talk about horse racing, dog racing, pie eating contests, hot dog eating contests, water polo, NASCAR, UFC, boxing, USFL, XFL, indoor arena football, NBA, Major League Baseball, National Hockey League, NCAA men's and women's sports. So we talk about anything that's considered a sport on the monitor. For those of you that has followed the show previously, you already know that. But you can call in. All you professional quarterbacks can call in and debate me, the host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. The Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers & Beer Radio Show again. And we're broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California. That's Chula Vista, California, WBEST, WBEST. If you'd like to call in to the show, call in the area code 515-602-9687. Again, call in the 515-602-9687. I apologize for two things this morning. Number one, my absence. I had to work some things out, business-related stuff, personal-related stuff. So as I always tell everybody, when you're a sole proprietor and not a group or organization, when the owner of the business is suffering, the show suffers. When the owner of the business has appointments and things that he has to do, the show has things that it has to do. So the show is always dependent upon the owner. That's why you have to have other people in business with you to take your place when you're not available. That's why I was trying to get some interns and everything in, news director, audio director, stuff like that. But, you know, fill-in hosts, guest sports contributors. I had been trying to do all that, but I was not successful. I put out a couple Craigslist ads. But I guess in this day and time, everybody is doing what I'm doing. Everybody got a podcast. My next door neighbor probably on that right now. Everybody got a podcast. Everybody got a mic in front of them. Everybody got something to say. So, you know, that's just the nature of the business with technology. Everybody can be what they want to be. You know, it's just like I just kind of like wonder if everybody can do it, what's the value on a lot of this stuff, and which kind of like me to not even be doing this for a minute. I had to take a break and kind of like evaluate whether I even wanted to come back and be on air again, because I'm sitting there talking 2 hours a day and, you know, trying to get people to tune in and participate on the show, tune in and take advantage of what you're saying, tune in and take advantage of the advertising packages and whatever that I had, taking advantage of the opportunity to get your story out here. Just all kind of different things. You know, when you're doing this type of work, you know, you feel like, you know, you're not being heard. You know, you kind of like want to pull back and just say, hey, maybe this ain't what I need to do. So instead of me just totally saying this ain't what I need to do, I just started saying I'm going to just put the right amount of time investment into a show of this nature, put the right time investment in, which is going to be now. Again, 1 hour a week, and that'll be right now. Most Fridays, I'll be doing the 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, so 1 hour. And that way, I think that gives me enough time to just get everything in without doing a whole lot of overkill. But if you'd like to call into the show, talk about the sport you love the most, call in to Erico 515-602-9687. Again, that's Erico 515-602-9687. And just put your hand up in queue, and I'll come to and kindly, you can debate me about what I'm talking about, correct me about what I'm talking about, or you can call in and teach us about your sport. If I don't know about it, you can teach me about it. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I can teach you about it. All right. Anyway, let's get off into it. Today, our topic is spring football results. The host will report scores and news from the spring football league. The host will debate pro amateur quarterbacks regarding the sport they love the most. The host will report scores from the NBA, MLB, NHL, NCAA men's and women's March Madness. So let's get off into that. Last night we had some action from the XFL. We had the Houston Roughnecks. They lost a rough one last night to the Seattle Sea Dragons. Seattle Sea Dragons won 21-14 over the Houston Roughnecks. So that was a big win for them. I saw most of that game. Then I wound up getting a little sleepy because that game came on kind of late for me. These games coming on at 7:30 at night and last until about 10:30 at night. You know, I have to get my beauty sleep. That, you know, right about 9 o'clock, I'm prepping up to get my beauty sleep. So I saw the whole first half, some of the second half, and then I had to shut it down because I had to get up this morning and do my job, which is what I'm doing now. This weekend, we're going to have the Defenders and the Battle Hawks. That's going to be a good one. Both of those guys got a good fan base. I don't know where they're playing at. Oh, look like they're playing in St. Louis. So, yeah, so the Defenders will be going to the Battle Hawks this weekend. That's going to be a packed crowd out there in St. Louis. I've been noticing, like I said, the D.C. Defenders and the Battle Hawks, they're the number one and two or tied for number one for the best crowd in the XFL. Then you got the Guardians and the Vipers. They're going to be going at it. The Guardians are going to be going to the Vegas Vipers. I think both of them were looking for their first win. Then you got the Dallas Renegades. They'll be traveling to San Antonio to play the San Antonio Brahmas. The Dallas Renegades will be going to play the San Antonio Brahmas this weekend down in San Antonio, Texas at the Alamo Dome. So those are our Saturday and Sunday matchup. Again, Saturday we got the DC Defenders against the St. Louis Battlehawks. Then you got the Orlando Guardians against the Las Vegas Vipers. That's on Saturday. And on Sunday, you got the Dallas Renegades playing the San Antonio Brahmas on Sunday. All right, so that's what we got for the XFL. One time last night, our scoreboard was the Houston Roughnecks 14, Seattle Sea Dragons 21. Seattle Sea Dragons took that one 21-14, handing the Houston Roughnecks their first loss of the season. Big shout-out to my man Bryson Aileen, running back for the Houston Roughnecks. He scored a touchdown, but they wound up calling it back. But I was just happy to see that young man bounce through the hole and get a touchdown, because I always knew he had the talent. Ever since he had reached out to me right after he graduated from Delaware State University, which is a HBCU school, he sent me all of his stuff, and I started trying to send some of his film out. Never really got to work with him the way I wanted to, but we did stay in touch and touch bases here and there. And so, you know, everything worked out for him. He was in fan control football with some of my guys out there. And then he went on to the XFL. So we were just happy to see him score a touchdown last night, even though they brought it back. So he's it looks like they got him in a stat sheet, 8 carries, 35 yards, but there should have been 8 carries, 35 yards, and a touchdown. But, you know, that's how it goes sometime in this game. With that being said, you know, we got tonight in spring football, indoor arena football league starts tonight. Well, indoor football league, they don't like you to say arena. When I say arena about all these leagues, it's because they play inside. But anyway, indoor football starts tonight in the indoor football league with the thing we got. Arizona taking on the Quad City Steamwheelers. Arizona Rattlers should be taking on the Quad City Steamwheelers tonight. And then I believe the Green Bay Blizzard, they'll be taking on I forgot who they're going up with. Oh, they'll be taking on the Frisco Fighters. The Green Bay Blizzard will be taking on the Frisco Fighters. So I believe those are the two games tonight. If both of them are not tonight, one of them is tonight. I believe the Quad City Steamwheelers and the Arizona Rattlers are going to go at it tonight. And big shout out to my guy, Client Under Management Services. That's Isaiah Houston. Isaiah Houston, wide receiver for the Arizona Rattlers. Wishing him luck tonight so he can go out there and have a good game and everything like that. And we'll see what happens with him tonight. Hopefully he'll do very well and get that opportunity for the XFL, since the XFL is the partner for the XFL and the Indoor Football League are partners. The Indoor Football League is serving as a minor league to the XFL. So hopefully once they get started, we can start seeing some of these guys move up to get workouts, not just the players that were in the draft pool that didn't get selected and stuff like that, not just players that are on their radar. Hopefully the partnership goes the way they say it's supposed to go, because a lot of these guys, you know, if they got offered to go to the USFL, you know, the way they got it set up, they're not letting these guys move over for a USFL opportunity. They want to stay within the confines of the opportunity of the XFL, since they have a partnership there. So if the XFL is going to honor that and move guys up, work guys out when guys get hurt and stuff like that, it's a great thing. But I hope it's just not one of those things that, you know, it's in writing, but they're not really using it. They're not really using this indoor football league as a tool to move guys up, which would be devastating, because I have a couple guys playing. I'm assuming they'll have their first game next week. I got two guys for the Tucson Sugar Skulls. Big shout out to my man Henry Kellogg and my man Jacob Ayu. Both of them are clients under management. They started last year in the Fan Control Football League, but they moved up this year. Well, I won't say they moved up. They moved over. It's a lateral move over to the Indoor Football League, and I had them do that because I wanted them to have the experience of getting all the plays and everything, the defense, the offense being called by a coach, the head coach or a coordinator, rather than the fans calling the plays. Don't get me wrong, fan control football was fun. It gave a lot of guys like Bryce and Aileen an opportunity to move up by being on their platform on national TV on NBC. It's a great thing. Hate to see that they're not playing this summer because was trying to get a couple guys over there for their first season. But at the end of the day, or not even their first season, but even some of the vets, I was trying to get them an opportunity there because the fan control football had a TV platform with NBC on NBCLX. But they're going to start playing, I guess, in September. They're going for the fall. They're going to try to compete with the ratings against the NFL. I don't know if that's a smart move. I don't know if that's a good move. It's going to be exciting to see what happened with it. But I definitely hope the league comes back in the fall, like they said, or if not in the fall, definitely by next spring, because it was a good league. So hopefully they they get everything worked out and get the league back up, because it definitely was a top league, right along with the IFL and the National Arena League. It definitely was a top league. But anyway, I have three guys playing in the IFL, and that's going to be Henry Kellogg and Jacob A.U., the Tucson Sugar Skulls, and also Nate Bresson for the Arizona Wranglers. He'll be playing for the Arizona Wranglers, and the Arizona Wranglers were the champions of last year. So I got him on the championship squad. He's being coached right now by legendary Arena League coach Les Moss. So he's in good hands. So I got three guys that came out of fan control last year. They'll be playing in the Indoor Football League this year again. I had them laterally move over because I wanted them to, you know, be able to feel what it's like for the travel on the road, the not playing in a hub, at the same time getting the plays called by the coach or a coordinator versus fans calling the plays. So I just want them to have a diverse experience of professional football, and rather than just you know one style of football or one set of rules. That's why I move my guys around. If you're a client and you're working with me, I'll move you around. Big shout out to a couple of my guys playing in the National Arena League. They should be starting up next week as well. I got three guys for the Carolina Cobras. I got Dia Bell, veteran from the IFL, from the Iowa Barnstormers. I suggested that he move over to the National Arena League so he could show more of his coverage skills, because the National Arena League, you know, if anybody watch it, all they do is pass, pass, pass. So some of the scouts were questioning my client's coverage skills because he hadn't been in a defensive scheme to where he was just basically dropping back in pass protection. So I told him the best place to show that is to move over to the National Arena League, because you're doing that all day. So with that being said, he'll be over there with the Carolina Cobras. I also have a client that's using my management services, Shahan Williams. He'll be over there. And I also have my client under management services, Big Terrence Ames out of Virginia University, Lynchburg. He's returning to the Carolina Cobras from last year. So Terrence Ames, he'll be returning for his second season. Shahan Williams will be returning for his second season. And Adia Bell is a lateral move. There's a lateral move over to the Carolina Cobras in the National Arena League to, like I said, show a little bit more on his coverage skills so we can get some film and get it out to the scouts, and maybe he'll get that opportunity in the XFL or USFL. So and ironic, and you know, it's a funny thing, all three of those guys have been to Hub Camp. I tell everybody about Hub Camp. They do that out here in San Diego. That's ran by Don Yee, Tom Brady's agent, Don Yee. And they do the Hub Camp here in San Diego a lot. I think it's the only place they've ever done it. I think they tried to move it to Florida this past year, but the weather was so bad, you know, last spring all the way up to now, the weather's been bad. So they had to bring it back to San Diego, even though we've had some bad weather as well. But anyway, you know, that's what's going on in indoor football. I always tell everybody out there listening to the show, if you want to get my help, you're going to get my help and everything like that and work with me if you're still looking for an opportunity to play professional football. If you're still looking for an opportunity, all you have to do is reach out to me on Twitter. That's at Ferran Sports on Twitter. That's at capital F-E-R-R-A-N-D, capital S-P-O-R-T-S, all together, at Ferran Sports on Twitter. And just reach out to me, and you can see all my rates and everything to work with me. Poke P into the top of my profile. Currently, the price is $600, and I took the price down. I went on, took the price back down to make it more affordable to some of you guys. Definitely, you know, go before the draft starts to try to help some of you guys be able to afford the service. The service is actually $2,400. It's $1,200 down, and then $1,200 due over a period of a year. That means $100 a month over a year's time. And the good thing about working with me is that I can manage your career while you're playing, and you can also stay in my network for opportunities after you quit playing, whether you want to coach, whether you want to be a scout, whether you want whatever. Wherever my path in sports takes me, I'll open up the door to everybody else who's invested in themselves by investing in me to help your career move forward. So I'll continue to help you and manage you whenever you need it, if you invest in me now. But currently my prices are, and they're pinned on to the top of my profile. I've lowered the price down for a little bit of time. I don't know how long I'm going to keep it at this price, but I'm trying to make it a little affordable. Excuse me. I'm trying to make it a little affordable to some of you guys before NFL camp starts. You never know what could happen, what opportunities can come between now and then, whatever level I can get you at to start getting you filmed to send out. You just never know what happens. You never know who I run into, who I might meet to help push all of us to the next level. So right now, currently, it's going to be $600 total. That's $300 down and $300 due in 30 days. That's $300 due in 30 days with a 5-day grace period. So it'll be the total price for the package right now is $600 for my management services, full management, $300 down, and then $300 due in 35 days. That's $300 due in 30 days with a 5-day grace period. If you don't get your $300 in within that 35 days, that's 30 days with a 5-day grace period. If you don't get it in within that time, then you'll be starting back over from scratch with a fresh $600. And I won't be doing an installment plan. It'll just be $600 due at that time. So if you decide to work with me, I suggest that if you put your first installment, I suggest that you pay the whole $600 up front. That's my suggestion. That way you can get it out of the way. If you don't want to do that and you do the installment plan, you put down your $300, I'm suggesting that you make sure that you get the other $300 in within that 30 days and a 5-day grace period. I'll give you one warning call that I'm about to drop you from my service so you can go ahead and get your money in. But I've dropped the price down significantly. So if you can't pay it now and you're complaining about what my pricing is now, you just want to pay it because it's definitely affordable like it was in the first place. But again, this package originally is a $2,400 package, and that's $1,200 down, $200 due over a period of a year, meaning $100 a month over a 12-month period. But again, I dropped the prices down to make it more affordable to help some of you guys out so you can go ahead on and be able to afford the service and everything like that. So anyway, with that being said, that's how you can work with me. Again, if you want to know more about Best Sports Management, which is my company, that's capital B, capital E, capital S, capital T, and that's Best Sports Management and a Best Sports Career Management and Advisor Service in San Diego, California. Again, Best Sports Career Management and Advisor Service in San Diego, California. If you go to my Twitter page, at Ferran Sports, at capital F-E-R-R-A-N-D, capital S-P-O-R-T-S, you'll see my business card up there. You'll see my photo up there on my business card and all that good stuff. So all my information is posted to the top, pinned to the top of my profile if you want to get involved with me and get off the couch and start playing football. There's no point in you sit back watching the XFL on the weekends, on Thursday nights, you know, watching March Madness, you know, getting ready to watch the baseball games, you know, Major League Baseball back up. There's no point in you sitting back on the couch being a pro armchair quarterback when you're still young enough to play and if you still desire to play. And I'm talking about those that still want to play and are still looking for an opportunity. I only work with college kids at this point, college kids that graduated this year, and then college kids from last year's draft class that did not get an opportunity and still looking to play. So I don't go back past a year of being out of college. If you've been out of college 2, 3, 4, 5 years, you're not my client. You're not my client. I really, you know, I'm not saying I can't help you. I just choose not to. I like to deal with kids that are still looking for an opportunity, that are freshly out of college, no more than 1 year, or in their current or just currently graduated, and they're in this year's 2023 draft class. I don't go back no more than a year. So I really don't have a service for vets. I mean, however, though, if you want to call me and talk about it, I may make some exceptions. But I really like to work with guys that are, you know, no more than a year removed from college or in their current graduation year, because I like to deal with young men that have that excitement, that are excited about the opportunity, that have youthful eyes. They don't have all this baggage and negativity. They haven't developed the attitude of, man, I've been cheated out of my career. Why it ain't working out for me. You know, nobody knows why stuff don't work out the way they want it to. You know, everybody wants their bag. Heck, I want my bag. I want my bag too. But, you know, a bag is hard to come by, people. I want my bag. Everybody wants their bag. But, nobody knows why stuff works for some and then it don't work for others. Nobody knows why. I definitely don't have an answer for you. But that's why I deal with young men that, like I said, are in their current graduation year. Like right now, I got a guy getting ready for his pro day. Shout out to Derek McClendon. And Derek McClendon, he went to Washburn University up there in, I believe, Topeka, Kansas. He's doing his pro day, I think, at Kansas State, somewhere out there. And he's already got his pro contract ready. Once he graduates in May, he'll be reporting to the camp. He'll be reporting to the Billings Outlaws. He'll be going out to the Billings Outlaws in the CIFL Champions Football League, another reputable league that's right up under the IFL. So the goal is to get him in the Champions in the Football League, get him moved up so he can play the last 2 to 3 games for the Indoor Football League before they shut down. And never know, he may get a look for the USFL or XFL if they're still playing. It just depends on when these leagues shut down. He probably can get a look for the XFL, USFL, and still NFL summer camp, NFL rookie mini camp, whatever, because he will have pro day numbers. And even if he didn't have a pro day, he'll still have film for us to shop out to still get him those opportunities for the XFL, USFL, CFL, NFL summer camp. So big shout out to Derek McClendon on that. Big shout out to Dante Marshall, another one of my clients in the management services. He just played in his pro debut last weekend with, again, the Billings Outlaws and the Champions Indoor Football League. He was out there. He plays defensive tackle, plugging up that middle. So he had his first taste of pro experience this past weekend, and so he'll be playing again in action either tonight or tomorrow, if I'm correct. Unless they got a bye, he'll be in his second game. And what I like to tell a lot of guys, you know, you're getting paid every week, so even the money that you invest in me, if you throw in $600 into my system after you play about three to four games, you've made your money back. Depending on what league you're playing in, sometimes you can play 2 games, sometimes you can play 3, sometimes you can play 4. Just depending on what league you're in, you can make your money back. Even when you're paying me up to the $2,400 level, most of you guys, you know, make about $3,000 during the season, somewhere up in there. And so you still can make your money back even at the $2,400 mark. But right now, currently, my prices are $600. Again, that's $300 down. $300 due in 35 days. That's 5 days with a the 30 days with a 5 day grace period. So $300 down now, and then $300 due in 35 days. That's 30 days, 1 month with a 5 day grace period. And again, if you don't have your money to me within that 5 day grace period, you will start over from the beginning. All right, enough about that. We're going to go off into a quick commercial, a quick music break, and we're going to come back with some March Madness scores from the NCAA men's basketball. I believe the women start up tonight, but the men started up yesterday officially. So we're going to take a quick break and come back in and get off into some scores for March Madness, and then we're going to jump off into anything that's coming across the monitor. In the mainstream stuff, like Aaron Rodgers awakening from his darkness retreat and still and supposedly hadn't made a decision, but recently they said that he's basically said that he's intending to play for the Jets, and now the Packers and the Jets are going through all this paperwork and all the litigation and all the this and the that, the compensation for Aaron Rodgers. So they're trying to settle all that. So hopefully we'll get this deal. Hopefully they'll get the deal done in enough time to get Aaron to the Jets so he can be with his guys for training camp and all and whatever other compensation that that Green Bay is supposed to receive players or whatever. They'll be over there in enough time for training camp. So both organizations can have the opportunity to be the best that they can be. All right, with that being said, it is 6:31 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. It is 48 degrees Fahrenheit and cloudy here in San Diego, California. 48 degrees for us is kind of cold, but we're not going to complain because back east is some terrible weather. And at the same time in San Diego, we can't complain because up north and up in the mountains, up north and in the central part of the country, in the mountains definitely, people are snowed in and flooded and all kind of stuff. So us in San Diego, we're not going to complain too bad. We've just been getting some bands of rain. They call it an atmospheric river. So we've been getting a lot of rain and some sinkholes too, but nothing like in other parts of the country. So we're going to just be thankful. All right. With that being said, let's go off into some music mix, and we'll be back in about 5 minutes or so. Stand by. To the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Romero Fran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the morning on the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. Stokers and Beer is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to call in and talk about the sport he or she loves the most. We talk about horse racing, dog racing, pie-eating contests, mud wrestling, UFC, football, basketball, baseball, whatever you consider the sport coming across the monitor, we talk about it. If you'd like to call in to the show and debate the host or correct the host about anything, call in area code 515-602-9687. Again, that's 515-602-9687. All right. Our topic for today was spring football results. The host will report scores and news from the spring football leagues. The host will debate pro amateur quarterbacks who go on the sport they love the most. The host will report scores from the NBA, MLB, NHL, NCAA Men's and Women's March Madness. Men's March Madness started up yesterday. Shout out to the San Diego State Aztecs for defeating Charleston University yesterday in a hard-fought, tough game, but the Aztecs pulled it out at the last minute. Some people saying it was a controversial foul, close foul at the end of the game, but the guy actually hit the defender actually hit the shooter's arm. I believe the young man's name was Butler, I believe, for San Diego State, got fouled and then got put on the free throw line, if I'm correct. If I'm not correct on his name, I apologize. But nevertheless, the shooter at the end of the game for San Diego State, for the Aztecs, did get fouled. I saw the trajectory of the ball. It changed directions after he got hit on the arm. It was a no-brainer. At the same time, the guy didn't give him enough room to land. You know, that's a rule now. When somebody's at the three-point line and they take a shot, you don't give them enough room to land. You know, they're going to call that foul because that goes back to that Kawhi Leonard rule. Funny, he played at San Diego State. That Kawhi Leonard rule, when he came down on Ja Petulia's foot when Kawhi Leonard was at with the San Antonio Spurs, and they took him out. They took him out. And that was definitely a series that the San Antonio Spurs probably could have won and got another chip. But I think that was the first year that Golden State went on to win their title. But a shout out to the San Diego Aztecs for pulling one off yesterday. Let's get off to the bracket scores and everything like that. Got to pull it up. Bracket. There it is. So let's get off into some scores from the bracket. I'm going to adjust my volume so I don't have any bleeds while I'm talking. Some of these commercials on the websites that I use, the sound bleeds in, so I want to stop that. Anyway, we had number one Alabama facing number 16 Texas A&M Corpus Christi. That was a blowout. Alabama takes that one 96-75. Then we had number 8 Maryland in a battle with number 9 West Virginia. Number 8 Maryland takes that one 67-65 over Virginia. And number 5 San Diego 12 Charleston. San Diego takes that 63-57 over Charleston. Then we had, and all these scores are from the South region. Then we had number 4 Virginia taking over number 13 Furman. Number 13 Furman takes that one 68-67 over Virginia. And they're saying that Furman's talking a little bit of noise. I'm looking at over the monitor. Furman's talking a little bit of noise over Purdue, saying that they the more they watch Purdue, the coach saying the more he watches Purdue, the more he feels like this team, Furman, can defeat Purdue. I don't know if they can beat Purdue. Purdue got a big man in the middle, and I don't know if they can handle him. So we'll see. You know, I always like to say don't write a check that your butt can't cash. So anyway, we'll see how that one plays out. But I'm all for guys having heart and having determination. But, you know, I just feel like it's a way to do it without being cocky. But anyway, everybody got their own coaching style. We also had number 6 Creighton taking on number 11. We have number 6 Creighton. They'll be taking on today. Looks like North Carolina State. Number 6 Creighton will be taking on number 11 North Carolina State. And we have later today, we have number 3 Baylor taking on number 14 University of California, Santa Barbara, UCSB. And then we have number 7 Missouri. They took on number 10 Utah. Number 7 Missouri won that one 76-65 over number 10 Utah State. Again, number 7 Missouri defeated number 10 Utah State 76-65. Number 7 Missouri takes that one. Number 2, Arizona, took on number 15, Princeton, and that was a shocker. Number 15, Princeton, defeated number 2, Arizona, 59-55. That was a big upset, big shocker. Shout out to the Ivy League. Shout out to the Princeton Tigers. And that's the South region. Let's go off into the Midwest region. We had number 1, Houston, taking on number 16, Northern Kentucky. And number 1, Houston took that one 63-52. They pulled away at the end. That was a tough game. I believe Northern Kentucky is called the Norse. And they took on they fought Houston. They fought number one Houston all the way to the end. The number 1 seed got tested in that battle. But the thing about it, Houston has a player that one of their star players is injured, and he has a groin strain. And they're saying that they're probably not going to move far in this tournament because of that pain, because they got to play number 9 Auburn. They got to play number 9 Auburn. And speaking of Auburn, number 9 Auburn took on number 8 Iowa yesterday. Number 9 Auburn defeated Iowa 83-75. Again, number 9 Auburn 83-75 over number 8 Iowa. They'll be moving on to face Houston. And there's a good chance that Houston's going to get knocked out of their game because their star player was in some obvious pain yesterday. The look on his face was he was in some obvious pain. Moving down from there, we also got in the Midwest region today, number 5 Miami will be taking on number 12 Drake. Number 5 Miami will be taking on number 12 Drake. And we have number 4 Indiana with Coach Mike Woodson will be taking on number 13 Kent State. Good luck, Mike Woodson. Good, I like Mike Woodson when he was with the New York Knicks. So good luck in Indiana. Number 4 Indiana will be taking on number 13 Kent State. Number 6 Iowa State will be taking on number 11 Pitt. Number 6 Iowa State will be taking on number 11 Pitt. Number 3 Xavier will be taking on number 14 Kennesaw State. Number 3 Xavier will be taking on number 14 Kennesaw State. And number 7 Texas A&M will be taking on, number 7 Texas A&M took on number 10 Penn State yesterday. And number 10 Penn State came out on top. So number 10 Penn State, 76 over number 7 Texas A&M, 59. Again, number 10 Penn State defeated number 7 Texas A&M, 76-59. Congratulations to Penn State. And we had number 15 Colgate taking on number 2 Texas. And number 2 Texas came out victorious 81-61. Number 2 Texas 81, number 15 Colgate 61. Texas takes that one 81-61. I've been noticing in most of these battles where you got like the 15 or the 16 seed playing against the number 1 or number 2, is in most cases it's been 20-24 point blowouts, but except for Princeton, of course. Princeton, they dropped their competition. They dropped Arizona and when it moved on. So Princeton has defied the odds. So they're our Cinderella story this season right now. Hopefully they can move on further. And we got now today, number 1 Purdue taking on number 16 Fairleigh Dickinson. Number 1 Purdue taking on number 16 Fairleigh Dickinson. And I want to correct something earlier. I said that Furman's coach was talking some stuff, but I'm incorrect. I want to apologize. Furman was not talking cocky. It wasn't Furman. It was the coach for Fairleigh Dickinson. So I apologize to the coach for Furman and the team for making that error. But Furman did win big, a 13-4 against Virginia. So they had a big win yesterday for them. So that's somewhat of a Cinderella story, them in Princeton. So I apologize to Furman. Anyway, but the coach that was talking a little cocky was Fairleigh Dickinson's coach. I think they put out Texas Southern, and then in the first four. They took out Texas Southern. So now they got to play number 1 Purdue, a 16-1. Fairleigh Dickinson coach was basically saying that the more he watches Purdue, the more he feels they can win. And he and on the monitor was saying that he wanted Purdue to see what he was saying. So I mean he's talking cocky, but let's hope Fairleigh Dickinson and their coach can cash that check that they done wrote. You know, I always say don't write a check your butt can't cash. I'm all about being cocky. I'm all about having vision. But number 1 Purdue is number 1 Purdue for a reason in the East. And they got a big man in the middle. I forgot that man's name, but he's a big boy. So hopefully they can handle him down low. We also got number 8 Memphis taking on number 9 Florida Atlantic. We got number 5 Drake taking on number 12. Number 5 Duke took on number 12 Oral Roberts yesterday. That was a bit of a blowout. Number 5 Duke 74 and number 12 Oral Roberts 51. So that was a bit of a blowout. Duke took that one 74-51. Duke will be moving on to play Tennessee. And last night, number 4 Tennessee won 58-55 over my home state, number 13 Louisiana. That's the Louisiana Lafayette Raging Cajuns in the Sun Belt. So we fell last night, and everybody know anything on Louisiana I love. Number 4 Tennessee defeated number 13 Louisiana Lafayette 58-55. We also got, today we got number 6 Kentucky taking on number 11 Providence. And we have number 3 Kansas State taking on number 14 Montana State. We have number 7 Michigan State taking on number 10 USC. We got number 2 Marquette taking on number 15 Vermont. Good luck, Vermont. Hopefully y'all get in there and try to push Marquette a little bit. We got a good friend, Cheryl Edwards, out there in Vermont. So I always kind of like follow Vermont sports because our relationship, hadn't heard from her in a good bit, but hopefully you're doing good out there, Cheryl. Then we got scores also from yesterday. We had number 1 Kansas. They defeated number 16 Howard. Number 1 Kansas won that one 96-68 over number 16 Howard. And the unique thing about Howard playing in that game, the vice president, Kamala Harris, showed up to the game. And after the game, she went and congratulated the young men from Howard University because she's a Howard alumnus. And so she went and congratulated the young men in the locker room and gave them encouragement on a hard-fought game. But the Howard Bison, they did fall to number 1 Kansas. Kansas took that one 96-68, a bit of a blowout, but it was a pretty good game up until like the end of the first half. We had number 8 Arkansas and number 9 Illinois. Number eight Arkansas defeated number 9 Illinois 73-63. Arkansas took that one 73-63 over Illinois. And we'll have today St. Mary's against Virginia Commonwealth. Number 5 St. Mary's out of the West Coast Conference, they'll be taking on number 12 VCU. That should be a good one. Who else we got? We got UConn. We got UConn taking on number 13 Iowa. Number 4 UConn taking on number 13 Iona. Number 4 UConn, they'll be taking on number 13 Iona. And we have number 6 TCU taking on number 11 Arizona State. Number 6 TCU taking on number 11 Arizona State. And we have number 3 Gonzaga taking on number 14 Grand Canyon. Grand Canyon has kind of surprised me. They've been making the tournament, I believe, every year since they finally started getting good. They used to be a small school program, but they've become a little bit of a team that makes it to the tournament, and they fight hard, if I'm correct, every time they show up. So I hope Gonzaga coming out of the West Coast Conference too don't sleep on Grand Canyon. And I believe Grand Canyon is also in the West Coast Conference, I think. But anyway, number 3 Gonzaga taking on number 14 Grand Canyon today. And we have number 7 Northwestern. And they took on number 10 Boise State. So number 7 Northwestern 75, number 10 Boise State 67. So Northwestern takes them with 75-67. And number 2 UCLA played number 15 UNC Asheville yesterday. Number 2 UCLA 86, number 15 UNC Asheville 53, bit of a blowout. Number 2 UCLA was in dominating fashion 86-53 over UNC Asheville. So UCLA took that one. All right, so that's all our scores from the bracket. That's what's pretty much going on this week in sport news. That's the big stuff anyway, March Madness. It is time for March Madness. We had in the World Baseball Classic, just some notes for the World Baseball Classic. The I believe they said Edwin Diaz for the Mets. He was celebrating with his Puerto Rican national team in the World Baseball Classic, just jumping up and down, celebrating the win, and just tore his popped his St. Patellofemoral tendon, if I'm correct. That's in your knee. Tore something in his knee, basically, and just jumping around. And you know, a lot of the fans are like, oh, that's why we shouldn't let these players play in the World Baseball Classic and playing in all these international friendlies. We shouldn't let these guys participate. You know, these are our stars. But you got to understand, you know, these are different cultures, people. This, These guys are not from America. They're not from America. They're from Puerto Rico. They're from the Dominican Republic. They're from Curacao. They're from all these different countries. And a lot of them are from Latin America. And the way I see a lot of Latin Americans is that they have pride. They have national pride. They're not like Americans, just like we have national pride, but it's like we're so entitled. Even, I mean, it's almost like even poor people in this country got a cell phone. So is anybody here really poor? Because if you got services, you're probably really not poor. You're probably just not taking advantage of your services or using them the right way. These guys are from poor countries. You know, as somebody told me, they're not, you know, they're over there using a doggone paper bag, a brown paper bag to make a mitt. Stuff like that. They can't even afford a baseball mitt. So these guys, they make it to Major League Baseball, get rich in Major League Baseball, and then they want to represent their national country. And Puerto Rico, I mean, is a U.S. territory, but I mean, still, these guys are, you know, want to go out there and represent their country in the World Baseball Classic. So when the injury that Edwin Diaz, if I got his name right for the Mets, the injury that he has, he was going to get that injury anyway, people. He's going to get that injury anyway. It didn't even matter. He could have been walking down the street or walking into the locker room and the injury was going to happen. Obviously, if he was just jumping up and down celebrating, then the injury was going to happen anyway. His body was probably already wore out. So with that being said, we're going to get ready to close the show out. Big shout out to the Colombian pitcher that got signed in the World Baseball Classic. He had a good game, and I think somebody signed him right on the spot. So that's a good thing for the World Baseball Classic, getting these guys that wouldn't get any exposure, some exposure, because somebody got signed right on the spot in that game. The Colombian pitcher, I don't know his name. I'll try to get some more notes to share with you guys tomorrow. But we got to wrap up the show, everybody. I want to remind everybody to stay light, to be light, not darkness. Be light, not darkness. Be love, not hate. Remember, there's only one race. That's the human race. Pray for peace around the world. Pray for this war in Ukraine to end. Pray for people pray for people that's mentally ill, physically ill. Just pray, keep a prayer word turning in your heart for people that's in a bad situation, because it's always somebody out there doing worse than ourselves. With that being said, again, I just want to encourage you to stay light, not darkness. Be light, not darkness. Be love, not hate. Remember, there's only one race. That's the human race. Make sure you get your flu shots, the COVID-19 boosters, and all that good stuff. And we're going to go ahead and close the show out, and we'll see you tomorrow. Again, our new times are going to be most Fridays, unless the show host has something going on, until I can get some volunteers to fill in. But we'll be on most Fridays, the 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and the East Coast time, it'll be 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Time. So with that being said, thank you for tuning in. If you didn't tune in today, thank you for streaming later. And we'll be back on next Friday. Everybody stay safe over the weekend. We're going to set black, fade off. Have a great day. Set black, fade off.